This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Vaxxed from cover-up to catastrophe. It's getting booted from some film festivals.
Everybody doesn't seem to want to hear much about it. It's shut down.
Robert Scott Bell.
The DEA says it will not reclassify marijuana.
These people are like living in an episode of Hawaii 5-0. They're living in the past.
People don't smoke marijuana and beat up their wives and girlfriends.
Robert Scott Bell.
Often heard of the dangers of saturated fats, but could some of those fats actually be good for you?
Do you think so?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, this hour, China chimes in on the U.S. opioid crisis, and they might be right. Oh, my gosh. Super Don and Robert Scott Bell going to say thumbs up to the Chi-Coms. Is that what's going to happen this hour, Super D? We're just stepping it all over the place. Oh, man. Can't help ourselves. Don't want to.
Listen, I mean, if what they're saying is accurate, then intellectual integrity demands that we have to acknowledge it.
Yeah, intellectual integrity. There you go. That's a good alliteration. I like that. Now, let's see. What do we got here this hour? You know, before we get into the autism and genetic stuff, it was so stunning that you found that clip from us rapping all those years ago. And it was like horrible, obviously, but very funny. And yet, I just think about all the things we did and the fact that, you know, years ago when I started the show, it wasn't called the Robert Scott Bell Show. It was called Jumpstart Your Health. And it was primarily a show that a bunch of old ladies listened to, right? That's what I do. I attract old ladies. Not anymore. Maybe they're no longer alive. I don't know. But the point is they would complain occasionally, like, how come you don't, right? And it was like, stop it with the rock and hell. You're rocking the health world too much. And that kind of elicited our experiment because we reggaed the health world. As you said, we poked it. We did all kinds of crazy stuff before we wrapped.
We did. And in fact, I found the entire bit that we did. It's about 3.5 minutes long and stuff. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking maybe at the bottom of the hour, we can play that for the YouTube people.
Okay. So those y'all, bonus time on YouTube.
Yeah.
We'll get you at the bottom of the hour. By the way, 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, right here on our home and broadcast radio syndication. That is GCN, Genesis Communications Network, GCNLive.com. Later on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, SoundCloud, UK Health Radio. Shout out to our Brit friends. Is England going into the round of 16, the knockout round? I think they are. I apologize. I've kind of adopted Croatia at this point as my team.
But dude, I've never seen you so interested in a sport that I just could care less about.
That's so funny. Listen, do you like the Olympics? You like the Olympics?
No? Kind of parts of it. Yeah, the summer more than the winter. Yeah.
But the thing is, it's every 4 years. That's what makes it more intriguing to me. It's like, whoa, every 4 years, man, you got to line it up all right. And so that there's an aspect to that, that there's not oversaturation. Like sometimes you get with NFL football or, you know, baseball midway through the season. It's like, man, it's everywhere all the time.
I've never been able to get into soccer. I don't know why. Yeah.
I played it. You never played it as a kid?
Not really. I mean, not on a team. I think we played in a PE every once in a while. That's about it.
Back in my snot-nosed days, and there were plenty of them, I was gagging and wheezing and just burning up and not, you know, I played and then ended up having to retire, not because of my allergies at that point, but because I developed tendonitis, my knees. I had water on the knee, inflammation, anti-inflammatory drugs, draining the knee, all kinds of nasty stuff. And, again, that was part of my health journey long before I knew anything about homeopathy or organic food, right, anything like that. Just little Scotty Bell at that point. Again, there's the story at the age of 11 years old, going from Atlanta to Birmingham, Alabama, to see a Neil Diamond concert right from the soccer field. And we I've told this story. We walked around the wherever the Birmingham Center was that was there, kind of amphitheater sports center where Neil Diamond was playing, and we walked around to the backstage entrance. Happened to be Neil Diamond walking right up, and he had even asked me that, are you coming to the concert wearing that? I'm like, no, I promise. I got to change the clothes. And that's the time where he gave us like seventh row tickets and called me out from the stage. So anyway, that's a story I didn't mean to tell right now, but just a lot of memories flooding through at the moment. And there you go. You stimulated that with our Wrapping the Health World.
And our buddy Steve of the YouTube chat room, I have to agree with him. He says, I'm not a fan of any sports where the final score is typically less than five.
Right. I get it, but it's also that way, like when a goal hits and you make fun of the guy yelling, goal! It's because it's so rare that you got to make it last, right? You got to make it last. All right, let's get a little bit serious here. I needed a little bit of levity because we're going into a serious story here on autism. And the headline reads, autism traits could be edited out, genetic trial suggests, right? Edited out, as if autism is now suddenly a genetic disease, right? We've talked about the fact that there is no such thing as a genetic epidemic. Where was all the autism generations ago? Oh, it was there, Robert. We just diagnose it better now. No, not gonna buy it. Not buying it at all. Because when we were kids, Super Don, you and I, we didn't go to the same schools. We were on different coasts. There was no autistic kids that I ever encountered. Nobody that even resembled that kind of symptom picture, whether it was called autism or not. I remember one kid who they called mentally retarded before that became politically incorrect, who was. And, you know, that was a genetic abnormality. But that was it in terms of, no. And that was, what, one generation removed from where we are now, maybe? So this idea that it's genetic, well, they're saying, look, we've got this new gene editing technique, CRISPR technology. We talked about it with Jeffrey Smith. This is some dangerous stuff. They're claiming that, well, it's gene technology, but it's not. It is and it isn't. It's not genetic. But what they're going in is they're delivering genetic material and interacting with your own genome and altering it. Now, in this case, rather than using viruses, they're using tiny gold particles. Apparently, they say they can control it better. And they deliver it into your proteins and alter them. And what they're doing is targeting what they say the genes responsible for, not autism, because that's it's a syndrome. It's a group of things based on what we know to be primarily mercury toxicity. And, you know, other heavy metals and other deficiencies. I know there are other environmental factors, but primarily mercury and other heavy metal toxicity. But they say, oh, this gene's related to this particular behavior in someone who's diagnosed on the autism spectrum. So let's blast it out. Like you can erase it with a laser gun, a ray gun. This is so irresponsible. But, of course, perhaps theoretically, if you accept it, very profitable for those who are going to go, yep, we'll put your kid who's autistic, who we destroyed through vaccinations and heavy metals, through this therapy to blast their genes, to alter their genome through CRISPR technology so that they no longer exhibit the behaviors that you find so horrific. No acknowledgement of the cause of autism. At all. None. They try to pretend, oh, it's the genes that cause it. We're going to go and blast the gene. No. They say there's a gene relationship to the behavior, and if we blast that gene, suddenly the behavior's gone. Nothing to do with detoxifying from mercury, replenishing selenium, bringing essential fats, bringing CBD, nutritional response. No. We're going right to altering the genes. We're going right to Dr. Frankenstein-level stuff. Great article about how vaccines are moving that direction, too, John Rappaport wrote. It's not in the notes today, but if you go to robertscottbell.com, find that article. Very important. Secondary autism story, acetaminophen, Tylenol, okay? How that drug got approved, I'll never know. Now, I granted that the poisons in the dose, you can do a little bit, you know, you're not going to keel over and die of liver death, right? But the number one reason why Americans are checking in to the hospitals, emergency rooms, for liver failure is this drug, acetaminophen. And now in pregnancy, they're saying, does acetaminophen use heighten the risk for autism and ADHD? Well, we need more research. Send us money. And I'm telling you, you don't need any money. You need less or no acetaminophen. Why? Because you destroy the liver, even in little amounts, and you need a lot of good liver health when you're pregnant. They say, I'm eating for two. Well, you're detoxing for two as well, or three or four. I don't know how many are in there. Women have been told that acetaminophen is the best pain reliever to take during pregnancy. Yes, because they're dunderheaded doctors, fools, criminals. If they don't recommend CBD or homeopathy or other non-invasive energetic systems of pain reduction before resorting to liver-killing, liver-potentially liver-destroying approved drugs, drug molecules like acetaminophen. So it's not a surprise that autism is manifest in offspring of women who took acetaminophen during pregnancy, because if you damage the liver, which can happen when you don't have enough selenium, which can happen when you don't have enough chromium, the offspring are altered. Genetic integrity might not have been protected. And the lack of GTF chromium is one of the ways that you can see chromosomal abnormalities as well manifest. So guess what, folks? Acetaminophen displaces the good stuff and causes inflammation and damage and even genetic damage to the integrity of your liver. Don't think a Tylenol a day or even every other day or every other month is ever going to be a good thing. We would do far better not having it and resorting to, if you can call it that, to natural medicines that we know about here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, including homeopathic fever remedies. If you're worried about, oh, let's give Tylenol to get rid of the fever, which destroys the healing, which, like Sanjay Gupta, the brain surgeon that he is, took it when he had flu and wondered why it was so devastating. You suppress the liver detoxification pathways, you're going to make whatever you're suffering from 10 times worse, maybe 100 times. And no, I don't have peer-reviewed literature to back up that statement, but I'm sticking by it until you prove me otherwise. All right, Super Don, anything that I missed here?
I don't think so. I think that pretty much covers it. I mean, I haven't heard any positive stories about acetaminophen in a long time.
Yeah.
I mean, they haven't come out with, oh, acetaminophen cures cancer or something.
Yeah.
You know, it's always negative, you know, so... Yeah. Stay away. Stay away from it.
Should you need pain relief while you're pregnant, discuss your options with your homeopath, your chiropractor, your naturopath, even your DO or integrative medicine physician, but not your dunderheaded MDT who has no earthly idea about how to reduce pain without also destroying your liver and then harming your offspring, making them more vulnerable and susceptible to all environmental toxins, and especially the ones they bottle or syringe up and inject into your child right when they're born. Hepatitis B vaccine, anyone? No. Acetaminophen, anyone? No. We got so many other ways to address it now. I'd say it's inexcusable for doctors to keep promoting this stuff. We know there are other ways to go. All right, how about aggressive treatment on type 2 diabetes in children? Does it work? Aggressive medical treatment next.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help to heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you will find out exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, in biblical times, the Magi's gifts to Jesus were prized more highly than gold because of their health and healing benefits. And science today confirms that these gifts are the secret to an ultra-powerful support for your immune system, anti-aging, and longevity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus these highly effective healing and health protection gifts. And in How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover how much they'll help you too. Go to rsbreports.com to get this important free report right now. That's rsbreports.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You know what the American diet lacks most? The minerals selenium, chromium, and silicon. And research shows that low selenium levels reduce the function of glutathione in our bodies. Scientific research links many modern diseases to a deficiency of these minerals. For the highest quality whole food selenium, chromium, and silicon in the industry, go to healthjourneystore.com right now and get a 10% discount on your first order. Use code SAVE10 at checkout. Again, use SAVE, the number 10, at checkout to receive 10% off your first order at healthjourneystore.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
To go where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
Yeah, I read Officer Hayes' comment. Good on Tylenol heavy metals block the P450 pathway. It basically stops detox pathways. It corrupts them severely. And, you know, anytime you do that, again, if you're doing a serious battle with an ailment, an illness, a chronic or acute, but acute in particular, where you're battling hard, you're surviving the, you know, you, oh, man, there's a lot of debris that your body has to clear fast or else you're in trouble. People don't necessarily die of the disease, but the post-issue. Now, after the thing, you've won the disease, you won the battle, and your pathways of elimination are so congested, you can't get it out. Guess what? It tries to dump it out in the lungs. We've talked about this, compensation in the lungs. Lungs fill with fluid and mucus, and now you have secondary infections, viral, bacterial, etc. And they end up dying from these secondary complications brought on by suppression techniques, drugs like Tylenol, other things that corrupt excretory pathways. So, yeah, going into more detail, we have to do that. Now, what about diabetes in kids? Obviously, a growing problem, just like autism is. It's not a genetic epidemic either. And we look at the aggressive treatment in medicine. Aggressive. How do we aggressively treat type 2 diabetes? Like, let's hit them with drugs big time. Loads of insulin. Loads of insulin. Hey, how about the long-lasting stuff called Glargine? Glargine? That sounds like a monster from Star Trek. Glargine the Terrible. We're going to give that for 3 months, followed by 9 months of the diabetes drug metformin. And the other group took it for just 12 months without the precursor. And then they monitored them for 3 months after the treatment ended. The body's ability to make insulin declined in all groups during the treatment and got worse after it ended. So the more aggressively you treated these kids who had type 2 diabetes, who may in fact have been obese, and they might have been, well, they're obese, that's why it happened. Well, obesity is not the cause of diabetes. Starvation is the cause of diabetes. Super Don, you're typing furiously there. I can hear you, my friend. Is there something you're typing? No, it's okay. Just want to be sure. Nothing's urgent going out to me. I didn't hear anything that I was missing. But, yeah, this aggressive form of treatment, in fact, worsens the underlying condition because it assumes that there is a drug deficiency disease or even a deficiency of insulin. When in reality, this is type 2 diabetes. It is an abject deficiency of chromium. The whole food form designed to be gotten from foods, whole grains contained it, sugar cane contained it. Although it's refined, and I'm not recommending you take sugar because that is what they say causes it, but it's sugar in the absence of minerals. Refined carbohydrates in the absence of minerals, particularly in the absence of GTF chromium, the 100% whole food form that we talk about here. We've had Chris Barr on many times over the years to continue to validate and revalidate this, but they're not getting the memo. These pediatric endocrinologists and diabetologists at the Center for Pediatric Research in Obesity and Metabolism, this is where they reported on this aggressive treatment therapy not working, in fact, making things worse. Now imagine you, type 2 diabetes, your kid, type 2 diabetes. You could buy a supplement, $24, $25, $26, $30 a month. If you're in Canada, $50, because we know about how much more you're paying for this stuff. But $50 a month, and in a matter of months at the longest, you can not just reduce the symptoms of type 2 diabetes, but reverse it altogether, like it didn't have to happen in the first place, because it doesn't. We're not talking about type 1 where you have an autoimmune response destroying pancreatic cells so they can't even produce the stuff. But as I've said many times, and our medical brothers and sisters out there, God bless them, they'll call it insulin resistance even today. And it's just an inability to offload the sugars that insulin is carrying to the cells or escorting out. It's because you don't have the dock workers. That is the GTF chromium molecule. You replenish the chromium, at the very least you will reduce the intensity of the type 2 diabetes manifestation at the most, and it can happen to you. Not because you're lucky, but because you're replenishing a mineral that was gone. It can reverse it. 100 micrograms, 3-4 times a day. If you're already there, 4 times a day. Take it that fourth dose a day, and that will accelerate your recovery. You can climb your way out of type 2 diabetes. And then, of course, what would happen to the American Diabetes Association, all those foundations? They're gone. They're gone. And, of course, there are a lot of people making a living off of people dying from diabetes. Yes, the chromium can help those with type 1 if they really manage their diet well to reduce their reliance on insulin. That is true. But there are some other regenerative things that would have to occur for the pancreas to begin to function again in type 1 scenarios, which I believe is induced by vaccines primarily, by the way. You are new to the show. All right, we're going to China next. What do they say about the U.S. opioid crisis that we might have to actually agree with them?
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Point's Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway? Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the group?
Hey, now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, what do we got? Upcoming events? Any at all coming up? I want to know. Go to the show notes each and every day that we are live or even Memorex. There'll be new show notes thanks to Super Don. Go to robertscottbell.com. Scroll on down in those notes. Once you link them, click it, open it, and scroll down. What will you find upcoming? I did the hemp best CBD lecture. I guess we can take that out unless you have a time machine. But Super Don might be able to blast out the link to the, it's a kind of a low quality Facebook Live version of it, but you kind of get a sense of some of the stuff I talked about. The next official, update out there A live free lecture to the public is July the 20th, Whitaker's Farm Market, Belleville, Ohio, Immune System Gut Lecture. It's in Monsanto land. In the midst of Monsanto land, we got a nice little organic health food store. We're going to be there. And then for the industry, the health food store industry, if you're in it, please come see us. Maybe nutritionists are allowed to come too. Maho, Columbus, Ohio, July 21, 22. I'll be there with my friends from Sovereign Silver. I'll be speaking. And we'll be broadcasting with our friends at CV Sciences, plus CBDOil.com, PLUSCBDOil.com. And then the Cancer Prevention Convention. That is big, man. Any one of the speakers at that event, click on it and see. Anywhere on planet Earth that you hear the sound of my voice, you should fly to Detroit and go to Dearborn. It's a one-day event, but man, I'm telling you, it's incredible. Trinity Conference, that's the renewal of the Health Freedom Expos. They're coming back September 22nd, 23rd, Schaumburg, Illinois, outside of Chicago. So those are officially on the docket for now. And if there are other things coming up, we will let you know about it, or you keep checking in here at the Robert Scott Bell Show. So on the break, we did a memory kind of time trip back, I don't know how many years, was that a decade ago at least, where we did the different kinds of...
Yeah, I want to say that was probably circa 2010, 11, somewhere around there, probably.
Okay,
I wouldn't say it was quite that old. Yeah.
Okay, it feels like it should be that old, but okay. But it was I think it was really early on when we still had little old ladies that listened to the show, and they complained about it. So I don't think that's been a while since we've had that happen. So that's why it felt like a long time ago. All right, well. I don't have an opioid theme song at this point, but that's okay. We don't need one. We got to dive into the China is weighing in on U.S. opioid overdose crisis. And, you know, normally we're not inclined to go, yay, China, hooray, China, right? Not good on human rights, not good on freedom. It's kind of a combination of communism on one hand, but a little capitalism as well. But it's state-owned and controlled. You don't have a lot of freedom going on there.
They have great food, though. I like
Chinese food. Have you had the Chinese food in China, though? You might not like it.
China, the Chinese chicken? Yes.
Yeah. The Americanized version of Chinese food is radically different. In fact, speaking of reggae-ing the health world, when I was in Jamaica years ago, I went to a Chinese food restaurant. I mean, I was talking when I was in high school with my friends there. And Chinese food tasted different in Jamaica, too. So it depends on where you're eating it, what you think it is. If you go to China, it'll probably go follow something like Andrew Zimmern on Bizarre Foods to see what it really is like in China. You will eat things that you don't want to eat because culturally you're not used to them. Although Super Don is good with the crickets, which is good, which is cool. So China's weighing in on the U.S. opioid overdose crisis. It says, you know, y'all, we get it, not good, but we were a victim of the opium wars all those years ago from Great Britain. That's not what they're saying in this point. I'm just reading into it. But they say, you know, really, if you want to solve this problem, you might, America, want to think about cutting the demand for opioids. Stop it with all you addicted Americans. Now, as an American, I can speak to my fellow Americans and go, you know, our government has not done a great job of keeping opioids out of everybody's hands, including kids. We're going to talk about that, too. The fact that the Fear and Death Administration approved Purdue Pharma's original opioids says all you need to know about the capacity of the FDA to do right by the people of America. The capacity of the FDA to have integrity, scientific or otherwise. The capacity of the FDA to actually review science that is presented by the potential profiteers of the drugs that they would profit from if the FDA would only get on board and say, yep, it's okay, it's approved, which is what they did. Find out that Purdue Pharma was lying. Lying! Liars! And the FDA didn't call them out on it. Sure, yeah, bring them out. We believe you. You stand to make billions of dollars and you say this is not really addictive. It doesn't really induce death all that easily. It's fine. It's acceptable. Bring it on. So China goes, hey, you know, y'all screwed up. Yeah, we're making some stuff that you're buying from us, but if you stop buying it, how about that? How about the U.S. FDA go all in on cannabis on the federal level and make that the default starting point for pain relief, for PTSD? And then right behind it, kratom. Even if you don't believe that it can do what it is doing, how about deferring to freedom and informed consent and allowing the American people to make choices that are probably going to be far better than the choice the FDA made when they said to Purdue Pharma, yeah, go ahead, bring it to market. Right? They're afraid. Oh, no, we can't do that. People will die. What do you think's happening now? Because the FDA was the arbiter of what was the legitimate and only way you could deal with really intense pain. Bringing on the opioids. So, the Chinese officials saying, you know what? Your addiction to fentanyl is your problem. You want to buy it? We're going to make it. What about the capitalists? What do you got against that? If you're a capitalist, you're like, well, that's what you do, isn't it? It's an interesting dilemma, isn't it?
I think it's kind of funny because apparently in this conversation with the Chinese officials, their stance basically is kind of like, drug problem? What drug problem? We don't have a drug problem. Because over in China, according to the Chinese, they have no cases of synthetic fentanyl abuse or illegal trafficking of the fentanyl or anything like that. And I did not realize this, but apparently there was some kind of a loophole with the Postal Service that made it so that these Chinese manufacturers of the drugs were able to sell them to people in the United States. You could literally go on the internet to some kind of Chinese website and go, yeah, I'd like to order a bottle of fentanyl, please, you know, and it would be shipped to you through the mail.
Wow.
And so they're cracking down on that, apparently.
Sure.
But again, it's kind of like China, you know, China's doing like the, hey, we're the adult in the room here, right? You know, and it's like, listen, you know, I mean, we'll do what we can to help, but, you know, if you guys, you know, stopped wanting it so bad, then maybe that might help your situation out, so.
All right, so let's make it worse, and this has nothing to do with China. I mean, we'll bash China when they deserve it, that's fine. But now, our own FDA, once again, to the rescue, no. Ensuring that you're five times as likely to be addicted to fentanyl and other opioids. How have they done that? Well, a new study shows that combinations of opioids with one particular common class of highly prescribed drugs, especially risky in the first 90 days of concurrent use, these drugs are known as benzodiazepines, or benzos, Xanax, Valium, Klonopin, anti-anxiety meds. Once again, we already have the solution to those things. It's called CBD. And yet, the FDA has approved a drug for, no, it's not for anxiety. Apparently, it's only for a certain number of kinds of seizure disorders in children. Now, granted that it comes to the market as a drug, it means doctors will be prescribing Epidiolex off-label. But the irony here is that it'll actually help people and not harm them. It's not a synthetic toxic form of CBD. It's a clone form of the hemp plant that is unique and apparently uniform. So the docs go, this is what we're getting each time. And I get that. If you're going to work with that, I'd rather have you do that CBD than a benzo anytime. So docs, you want to knock this thing out? The opioid crisis that you've been party to for prescribing this stuff? Start prescribing CBD off-label. Or if you're really smart and you don't care about your license, send them to the health food store to get the hemp-derived CBD. If it's coming from our friends at CV Sciences, at least you know it's as good or better. That's right. Clean and consistent. No, it's not a drug, technically. But there's another way out.
And how about, hey, doctor, stop prescribing opioids and benzos together because they're...
Five times the rate.
Yeah, it's killer.
Brutal, brutal. And now we go to the children. Oh, but the children. There's an opioid crisis among kids. Now, this is shocking to even me. Children below the age of six are now unintentionally overdosing on a drug called buprenorphine. And it's apparently one of those opioid addiction, get them off of the harder opioids drugs, right? And I don't know how it's getting into the hands of kids. I mean, is it that the kids are on fentanyl and they're using this drug to get them off of it, but they're overdosing on this too? Or is it they're going into their parents' medicine cabinet and say, I learned it from you, Dad, and they start taking what their parents are doing?
These are statistics coming from the U.S. Poison Control Center. So what you've got is people are being prescribed these to get off of opioids, putting them in the medicine cabinet, and the kids are going into the medicine cabinet and getting a hold of them.
Wow, look at this. They say ingestion of a single buprenorphine tablet had an effect of as much as a 30-fold overdose for a young child. Children who overdose with the drug experience drowsiness, vomiting, and in serious cases, respiratory depression, coma, and death. By the way, kratom doesn't cause respiratory cessation, respiratory depression, and death. No, I mean, the only argument they had against it, oh, there's contaminated batch of kratom, like contaminated lettuce. But they don't want the competition because these opioids and even these semi-opioids that are used to help people get off of the opioids, they'd be out of business. Honestly, if cannabis and kratom were widely used and available and known for all of the benefits it could be used for in terms of addressing pain, anxiety, and addiction, PTSD for our troops, etc. So they're talking about this in the journal Pediatrics, unintentional overdosing. So it isn't that they're prescribing this stuff for kids, but the kids are getting it. And they're ending up overdosed and perhaps even dead. Folks, we got a drug problem in America, and it's not China's fault. We could go back again historically, the opium wars where England, United Kingdom, Britain, whatever, they went into China and said, we can take over if we put everybody on this stuff and hook them. Who's doing that in America? Some would say, oh, China wants that, perhaps. Is it Putin? Does Putin want that? Putin doesn't have to do anything. We are fighting amongst ourselves because there's such a derangement that's happened in terms of manipulation by the mainstream media, pharmaceutically conflicted and otherwise, globalist conflicted, fomenting hatred among Americans so that nobody sits down and talks to one another, or if they have problems, talks about their problems, emotionally, cathartically removing them before they have to go on benzos or opioids, which are sanctioned by the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism, and the priestcraft in that church are the doctors, the diocese, the FDA. That's why I call them the Fear and Death Administration. Hey, what do you sprinkle on a cop to get out of a crime?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and of course the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Barrettero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com. Or link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. Radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at DYLN.co. That's DYLN.co.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Luminesce takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Luminesce twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Luminesce, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Cops is filmed on location with the men and women of law enforcement. All suspects are innocent until proven guilty in a court of law.
All right, we have to, as we sort of brought a little reggae back that time as well. Yeah. Which I don't mind. That was fun. But why the cops theme, Super Don? I mean, are we visiting one of those stupid criminal stories to wrap up the show? Is that possible? Could it be?
Well, I'm going to guess most people have seen at one point or another an episode of the TV show Cops, which has some really crazy stuff in it sometimes, and a lot of the times that you watch the show, they bust people for drugs. Mm-hmm. That's just like a common thing, and so you've seen Cops before, right?
Yeah, no, I don't watch it regularly, right, but so certainly I get it. Yeah, I know what they do.
You know what I'm talking about. So usually, when they bust somebody, and let's say they've got, they've got some crack or just some cocaine or something, on them, more, I'd say 99.9% of the time, when they're pulling them over, they're running after them, the guy always tries to get rid of it somehow, right?
Oftentimes, like if it's a car chase, you'll see them, throw it out the window, right? That's
fling it out the window, right? Yeah. Or if they've got them, let's say they're not in the car, they'll try and toss it, into the bushes or something like that. And then you get the ones where the guys will try and eat it, right, to get rid of it. Here they come. And so they pop it in their mouth, and the cops have to tackle them and try and get them to, spit it out and all that kind of stuff. So we had a situation here in the news where
Nashville. We have to ask Ty Bollinger if he knows this guy. Probably not.
Probably not. I'm guessing. Yeah. I'm looking here, and I'm going to say this is probably not somebody that Ty hung out with. But there's this 20-year-old guy in Nashville, Tennessee, that got arrested on drug-related charges. And so they've got the guy here, and I think initially what he was doing, he was rolling like a blunt. You know, he had some cannabis on him, right?
Okay, right.
And so they approach the guy, and they say, hey, what do you got there in your hand? And the guy's like, I got nothing here, and he's trying to hide it, right? So in the process of arresting this guy for possession of marijuana, which apparently is still illegal in Tennessee, the guy, and what is this, do they give the guy's name? Antonio Freeman. He apparently had in his pocket some cocaine. Now, I'm going to guess that Antonio has never watched Cops, because... you know, usually the instinct would be, okay, I'm going to try and throw it over here in the bush. Maybe I'll try and eat it and destroy the evidence. So not Antonio. Antonio had a brilliant idea that in order to try and destroy the evidence, destroy the cocaine, he decided maybe I'll try and sprinkle the cocaine over the police officer's head.
Whoa. What did you think? Hey, you're looking a little moist, officer. This is some talcum powder. Here, sprinkle, sprinkle, sprinkle. What?
When I saw this headline, wow. I was just like, what are you talking about? Headline, man sprinkles cocaine over Nashville police officer's head to destroy the evidence.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know how that would destroy the evidence exactly.
I'm not sure either. See, it's your cocaine, officer. What, Officer Hayes? Watching. I mean, what would you do in a case like sprinkling it on your head? You're like, you're obviously innocent. It's not yours, because he goes to the Three Stooges school of criminality. Oh man,
little Tinkerbell action going on there. So, yeah. Well, so apparently, I guess that didn't work.
Yeah.
And they ended up arresting him, and they managed to recover some of the cocaine that he sprinkled on the cop's head, and he ended up going to jail. I got to listen. Not very smart, but he gets points for creativity. I've never heard of this before.
I wonder if the judge is going to like lengthen his sentence, or maybe subject him to beauty school to say, you know, this is how you use cosmetics. It's not cocaine. Don't sprinkle that on any cop's heads in the future.
Yeah. When you go to jail, you know, from what I understand, you get some street cred, you know, on the crime that you committed. And can you imagine this guy? What are you in for? Sprinkling cocaine on a cop?
Sprinkling. Sounds very manly. All right, well, let's end it on that silly note. We did talk about a lot of ways to detoxify or get the drugs out of your system. We didn't talk about that guy and their method, but also the autism stuff is very important. Cannabis updates galore. Go back and listen. Thanks for being here, folks. We'll be back tomorrow to go outside the box with Ty Bollinger and more right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Why? Because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.